Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 loyal, faithful Twan Talk listeners. My name is Twan, and I welcome you on today. I am the host and executive producer of Twan Talk. It is an international podcast and radio show via the Blog Talk Radio show host platform via the internet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to this Doubleheader Family, episode 18 of Twan Talk Headlines. Now, we are recording this, and as soon as the video is available, I will share the video via the YouTube link. And so please be sure, if you want to see what goes on behind the scenes, or if you would like, some people are visual learners, and so I think that it helps, especially within the technological age that we live in. Video is most definitely helpful. So most definitely take advantage of that. I appreciate you tuning in. Before we begin this show, or go any further into the show, I'm a little bit nervous, family. I'm getting used to video and everything like that. But just know that I appreciate you. I appreciate you for tuning in. I appreciate you for watching the videos. I appreciate you for all of your social media activity, your retweets, your likes. I need you. As many of you know, we endeavor to make Jesus famous and take the message and the good news of the gospel, as well as headlines and other philosophies throughout all the nations. But Jesus is the reason for the season. And so while I have to go over a few headlines or just talk with you guys and share some wisdom nuggets, and then also this is an online ministry, so we glorify God. So if I have to do some of those other things to keep you guys tuned in, because I love reading the news and staying abreast of the latest and greatest current events, so I figure as I'm reading, perhaps you will as well. So let's not get it twisted, baby. Jesus is the reason for the season. So let's go ahead, without further ado, and get a few housekeeping measures out of the way. If you would like to listen and tune into the broadcast, the live broadcast, you may do so by dialing 713-955-0672. Again, please allow me to reverberate. The number is 713-955-0672. Now, family, I promise you, this particular time, this particular episode 18, we are going to get into the headlines. We're going to go to Brother Richmond AJ Menza's page, his Facebook page, and his Instagram, because I have two passages and two posts from his online prayer content I wish to share with you. And then we're going to go into today's headlines. I pray you were blessed by the previous podcast. Episode 18 is a must hear and a must see if you're watching via YouTube, the Twan Allen YouTube channel. You have to get those in your life. So do me a favor and do yourself a favor and just carve out some time in your day, whether you're listening when you get home from work, you're a little tired, you put some coffee on, some dinner on, and you're listening to the podcast in the background, or you're watching it throughout your day, I thank you. But most definitely, family, get these messages into your life, get them into your spirit, and all will be well with you. And I thank you. I thank you so much for tuning in. I love you, love you, love you. Mwah. I love you. I love you, family. All right, so without further ado, because I most definitely want to get in the headlines, and we have about 40 minutes, 35 minutes left in the broadcast. I was trying to be generous. All right, so without further ado, let's go over to Brother Richmond's Facebook page, And honestly, family, this brother Richmond AJ Menza, his prayer content is so on point. Like, I love it, love it, love it. I triple love it. And I'm so grateful that he allows us the privilege to utilize his prayer content to serve and help the body of Christ and our Squad Talk listeners. Because we have believers and unbelievers listen to this podcast of all around the world, even in the Middle East, as we take this podcast to the nation to make Jesus famous, baby. So, Brother Richmond, I thank you so much for allowing the Twan Talk family, Twan Talk community, to be blessed by your online prayer ministry and your prayer content. So thank you so much. If you're watching this by video, thank you. If you're listening to this, Brother Menza, Brother AJ Menza, thank you so much. Okay. So having said that, family, I'm actually on my Facebook page, which my Facebook page, it is private to the folks that I personally know, my family and my friends. However, there is another Facebook page, Angel Care Support Ministry, Charity, and that page is public. It's the fan page. So feel free to like that page or whatever, just visit it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to follow me. It's a lot of people who listen to this broadcast around the world, and they don't have Twitter, but they've heard about it. And so they listen because it is a public platform. It is a public forum. A lot of people may not have Twitter or Instagram, but because those particular social media accounts of mine are public, they may not follow me, but they absorb the content, and they like the content. And some of them I hear from. Some of you I don't. That's okay. You don't have to follow me. Don't follow me. Please don't follow me. Follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's make Jesus famous, baby. Hallelujah. He is the head of our lives. He's the rock, huh, upon which this foundation is built. Everything else is sinking sand. He is the great I Am, I Am. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, family, it is Terrific Tuesday. Let's drive on today. Let's get excited. Let's get excited about living. Let's get excited about this podcast. If you slip it, wake up, baby. Wake up. And hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Be on the airway on this podcast. If you're just now tuning in, my name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of Twan Talk, and I welcome you, and I love you so much, okay? Thank you so much. I look forward to connecting with you guys. I'm super behind on my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter notifications. Just know that I am working diligently to read your activity, to visit your pages, to visit your Instagram galleries, because you are important to God, because you are a child of God, and you're part of this community, the Twan Talk online community. You're important to me. So, without further ado, family, we have about 25 minutes left in the broadcast. So this episode 18, let's go to my Facebook page, and I believe that Brother Richmond has shared a post here, and it's very encouraging, family, and it simply says this, and he tagged 13 other folks. So maybe like a total of 14 people he tagged. And the tag family simply means that he basically targeted individuals in which he felt the need to share this message, this divine message from the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, that's the CEO of the broadcast. And so I think, Brother Richmond, that I am in the number of the folks in which he decided to tag. So without further ado, the post simply says this: everything will be all right in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is a prayer. And the passage and the picture that it's encapsulated in, it's beautiful. It captures the beauty of nature. I wish you could see it. And the message is, God wants you to know. It may seem dark at the moment, but don't lose hope. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. God won't abandon you. Let God be your light. It may take some time, but in the end, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody needs to hear this on today. I need to hear this on today. Family, sometimes because life isn't fair and favor isn't fair, and we come here without instruction, but then we get a hold of the good book. And basically, it's suggestions for life, life lessons of those men and women in the Bible, those great men and women in the Bible. Whose experience we can draw upon, and we can learn the lessons that are applicable to our respective situation. Or we can choose to not follow God, not listen to the precious Holy Spirit, our comforter, and sort of bump our head. There comes a time in life where we set aside our foolish ways, the foolishness, the wretchedness of life, and we lay down our burdens and pick up the cross of Jesus, and we let him carry it like he did on Calvary, and our burdens become lifted and light, family. Once we humble ourselves and submit to Jesus Christ. Now, having said that, no one said that life would be easy, but Emmanuel, God with us, God before us, family, it means more than the world against us. Who am I talking to today? Wake up! Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Everything will be all right. I don't care if I'm talking to you and you have $5 to your name, or you just broke your piggy bank open, only to discover you have about $2 and some change in there. Everything will be all right. God sent me to see about you because I love you, because you are a child of God, just like me. No better than you. You're no better than me. Hear me on today. Hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying through me to love you, sent to appreciate you, sent to celebrate you. As I worship God, he downloads to me on a daily basis what it is my assignment for the day. My purpose to love you is to support you, is to help you. No man is an ally unto himself. So don't be dismayed by what your bank account looks like. God is your source. God is your source. It only takes one knock on your door, one email, one tweet, and someone may say, you know, fill in your name. You're listening to this podcast. You're listening to this radio show. Fill in your name. Fill in the blank with your name. If you are tuned in via the YouTube partner channel, fill in your name today. So say it. It only takes one person to hear the voice of God and to change your life. God uses people here on earth in this realm, in this dimension, to love each other and to bless each other. Because we were put here to worship Him. So, having said this, it only takes one person to say, you know, I was praying. And every morning, family, I pray, Lord, how can I be a blessing to someone? Lord, how can I be a blessing to the body of Christ? On today, so others of you who pray that prayer on a weekly basis or on a daily basis or what the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, the prayer of humility, this altruistic prayer, simply, here am I, God. Use me, God. If you can use anything, use me. And so, one person to listen and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and to go to your brother and your sister and say, I don't know your situation. But I was praying, and God led me to you, and I want to bless you. Here's $10. Here's $20. God bless you. You see someone on the street, and they're hungry. You go get them food. Not expecting anything in return, because what you do in secret, baby, the good book says, God will reward you openly. So you see this hungry person. They may or may not be homeless. Every hungry person is not homeless. They're just hungry. They need something to eat, groceries. The food is at an all-time high. It's at an all-time high. But we need it to fuel this temple, our body. We need it to fuel our mind, our heart. Huh? You may have a little extra. You see this person and they're hungry. And you say to them, what would you like to eat? I've done this a million times. May I get you something to eat? I don't have any cash on me, but I do have like some debit card, some money in my debit card. What would you like to eat? What would you like to drink? Be careful. You are entertaining, or you might be entertaining angels, beloved. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. For this is the golden rule. This is a heavenly commandment. And God will see this and bless you, and all will be well in your world. That's it. You won't have ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But I am saying, as I be a humble servant unto God, if you live a humble life of service to humanity, and you do random acts of kindness, not expecting anything in return, not calling the media, not summoning in the media, please cover good stories. I wish to see more good stories in the news than the bad. Because where the attention goes is where the power flows. So if we're constantly focusing on the negative headlines, we'll get more of that. That's why Mother Teresa of Calcutta often said, I don't pray against anything. I don't come against anything. Churches, stop saying, I come against this, I come against that. What you're doing actually is not coming against it, but calling it to you. So whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Don't come against anything. Learn from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. For that in which you come against, let it be magnified. Because that is your focal point. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but I pray that blesses you. I mean Jesus. And a lot of the folks within the Tuantau community, we love Papa God. Abba, Father. Abba is simply another word for Father. Papa, God. He's our Father. He's our Daddy. I lost my father several years ago. Sort of like it was yesterday. But I know that he's in a better place, that he's at peace. I know this, that I can speak to him at any time. And though the pain and the weight of his fate at me, rightfully so. Just as if I was to lose my mother today or tomorrow, I would be devastated, but I would trust in the Lord, knowing I will see her again, knowing that one day I will see my grandmother, Mother Rosanna Greer, who first introduced me to my Lord and Savior, sweet Jesus. But the holiday season, and some of those who are with us to make memories are not with us in this season, in this current season, in the physical, they're here in the spirit realm, but I'm saying in the physical formation, on this side of heaven, this side of earth, their energy no longer with us. The physical form. So this causes family sometimes depression and isolation in people who have experienced a great loss within the past 5 to 7 or even 20 years. Some people never get over losing a valued loved one. So as the holidays approach us, and today is the first day of winter, baby, the 22nd, if you're listening to the broadcast in the future, don't be dismayed. This is 2015. I want to say, if it be God's will for you to check on someone, maybe a coworker, maybe an employee, you entrepreneurs, check on your employees, see what they're doing for the holidays. Have your secretaries reach out to them, your personal assistant, your church, if you're in a church. Sometimes people go to these big old churches, and sometimes people go to these great parties, these rooms, with their loved ones, still alone. There's nothing worse, family, than being with the people you love, and still feeling alone. I humbly submit to you, beloved, you are not alone. God is with you. God is with us. So get excited. He's a good God. So family, before we go into headlines, because you know we got to get to them, before Blog Talk, you know Blog Talk, they sort of be hating on us, family. They sort of low-key be hating on us. We have about 15 minutes left in the broadcast before Blog Talk cuts the lights Appleman family. So before we get into the headlines, do me a favor, family, since we are a community, check on those folks. Check on your neighbors. Check on some of the folks within your social media platform. See what they're doing for the holidays. Make sure they're not practicing isolation, which leads to depression, which leads to anxiety and a whole bunch of other mental health problems. My book, I speak of this on the periphery of death. It makes a great, great gift, not just for Christmas, but for life. Because so much varied life may depend on the contents of that little blue book, On the Periphery of Death by Me. It's my story of surviving depression. I encourage you to invest in it and gift it to someone you know who may be having a hard time, especially if they ever experienced loss, especially with someone who had challenges with depression, anxiety, panic attacks, suicide, being bullied. It's all encompassing. So God bless you. And thank you in advance for investing in my book on today, On the Periphery of Death, by me, by your girl Twine. But family, what I want to say before we go to the dailymail.com and begin the headline, the holidays are within a few days here in the state. We'll be celebrating Christmas. Jesus was not born on Christmas. We specifically do not know when Jesus was born. Some scholars say April, because that was the time in which lambs would give birth. And he is the good shepherd, right? So it makes sense. He is the Lamb of God. However, no one really, really knows the date. But even though Christmas was like a pagan holiday, it is the date in which we choose to celebrate God. We celebrate Jesus' birth. We honor God for blessing us and sending his son, Jesus. We don't do it in a pagan way. But that is the holiday in which, and the date in which we choose to acknowledge his birth, family. So, with the holidays soon among us, and we're in the midst of the holidays of parties and corporate events, because the spirit of depression and the spirit of pain that comes with despair and the depths of despair is very real. I need for you to do me a huge favor and check on someone. Over the next few days, beginning today, call someone. Invite someone over. If you're cooking dinner, and especially if you have enough resources, to invite one person over to your family dinner and love on them, especially if you know they are prone to depression or that they have lost someone recently within the past 5 to 7 years. Call them. Get in your vehicle, get on your train, get on your subway, and if you live in the city, get on the subway, and see about someone, see about your brother, and see about your sister, your mother, your father, see about the widow. I love you. There's a reason I'm saying this, because some people who are practicing isolation and may not have the privilege, the honor of being like you and listening to this podcast, they may not make it if they don't get connected with love through you, the godly love, the agape love. They may not make it into 2016. Okay, it is appointed until every man wants to die. So let's be our brothers and sisters' keepers. We have about 10 minutes left in the live broadcast, in the live podcast. We're going to get into headlines now. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Twine. I am the host and executive producer of Twine Talk. We're going to close out this this podcast. But on the other end of closing will be today's headline that I will be sharing with you, Lord's will. I want to leave you with a quote, and it simply is this, family. Remember, peace is not the absence of conflict, but it is the ability to cope with it. Author unknown. Before we get into the headlines, family, I want to bless you, Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. Have a fantastic day with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Meditate on the Word day and night. Study the Word to show yourself approved. I want you to get excited about life and about living. Your best days are ahead of you, not behind you, beloved. If you are within the sound of my voice, know all things work together for the good of those who are called according to God's purpose. All things, your past is your past. Forget it. There's nothing we can do to change it. Everyone has a past. What are you doing today? Feel empowered on today. Get excited about today. What are your goals? What are you doing to move forward, to press forward towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus? There are so many benefits. Be a joint heir with Christ. Let the past be the past, baby. If someone doesn't want to forgive you and you've asked for forgiveness, guess what? That's on them, baby, huh? And if you need to go to someone, earnestly ask for forgiveness. In God's strength, not your own. Do it in God's strength. And you have peace because you are obedient to the precious Holy Spirit. To get it right, whether they choose to receive it or not, huh? That's not your problem. Stay focused. Wake up. Stay focused. Wake up. Stay focused. God is up to something. Clear your spirit. Clear your heart gate. Don't accept you. God accepts you. If they want to hold your past over you, huh? You used to be a drug dealer, huh? You used to be a pimp. You used to be a prostitute. You used to be an exotic dancer, huh? If they want to hold your past and judge you for your past, guess what, baby? You don't need them anyway. Get yourself some new friends, huh? Get yourself some new friends because they mean you no good. They are accusers of the brethren, like the lesser light. Pray that God gives you wisdom to have new friends, right? Better friends that will love you unconditionally as God loves us, not accuse you or not throw up your past, or if they know something about you that's intimate and of a confidence nature, they portray your confidence like a rabid dog after his own vomit. Once someone shows you who they are, believe them. As the great poet and playwright Maya Angelou often says, believe them. See the red flags and believe them. But you stay focused in the midst of the storm, knowing, as Brother Richmond A.J. Mensa in Ghana, Africa, I love that, with Africa, Mother Africa, huh? As he shared with us via Facebook, God wants you to know that everything will be all right. Won't you believe it on today? Won't you accept it on today? What you trust him on today? Trust in the Lord and be of good courage. you're listening to this podcast, I love you with my whole heart and with the compassion of Jesus Christ. If you're watching this via YouTube, I love you. And this is real because God is real. He's not dead. God is up to something. So let's get excited about making Jesus famous and loving on each other and being kind to one another and not judging each other. Let's pray for each other and lift each other up, okay? All right, David, I pray you are blessed, family. I pray because you are beautiful to me, because you're beautiful to God. You're important to me because you're important to God. So we have about 5 minutes left in the broadcast before Blog Talk serves us the lights off papers, baby, huh? The power notice. Okay, so having said that, family, let's go to thedailymail.com. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, first day of winter. Now coming to you via the Blog Talk radio show host internet platform, either the radio show or a podcast or via YouTube video. And I'm going to thedailymail.com. It is my portal of choice right now. I will utilize others in the future. Perhaps the Daily Mail is the leading story is this. Horrifying moment. Cop shot dead. Model 3 when he slipped and missed while trying to shoot the family's growling pet dog. Oh, my goodness. Around the holidays, loss of life, family. Let's pray for this family. Burlington police officer Jesse Hill, pitcher inset, was responding to a domestic dispute on January 6, 2015, when he said he slept and shot dead. I'm still left, meaning the pitcher left the article. Body cam footage shows the moment the cop arrived at the Burlington home in Iowa, where still 34 years old, was in a heated row with her husband, Gabriel, pitcher center and right. The frantic 12-second clip shows her running after Gabriel while a dog is heard growling in the background. He'll order her to get your dog before letting off two shots. As the camera angle suddenly skyward, out of the camera shot, still was heard to cry out. She was rushed to the hospital and died of a gunshot wound to her stomach. Oh, she's a mother. Family, let's pray for her. Let's pray for her family. Family, if the live broadcast is cut off, we're in overdrive right now. We're going to go on recording. And so you may pick up the remaining headlines via episode 18 YouTube video, the Blog Talk headline. I'll upload it, and once YouTube mixes it and prepares it, I'll share it with you. Okay? All right. So, family, moving on. Next headline. Bear with me one moment. Just want to make sure I'm good with my switchboard here. As the page resets itself. Next headline. Has Trump finally gone too far? Pizzotto uses a sexually vulgar remark to describe Hillary. Calls her debate bathroom break disgusting. And accuses her of being crooked. Huh. Next headline. From heart trouble to your risk of dementia, 60 seconds. Do-it-yourself health test that can save your life. Next headline. Woman sues Airbnb over hidden camera, which filmed her walking naked around her California apartment for 3 days. Peter Schumacher, or Schumacher, and her partner Kevin Stockton stayed in the Irvin property for a month-long vacation in 2013 and slept naked every night, according to legal papers. Next headline, Nicolas Cage returns stolen dinosaur skull to Mongolia after buying it for $276,000 at a Beverly Hills gallery. I love Nick Cage. That way I've seen just about all of his movies. He's not in as many feature films as he was when his career was like red hot, but I've seen just about all of his movies. Good on you, Nick Cage. That was the right thing to do. God bless you. Next headline. Peru's 10-foot-high wall of shame topped with razor wire, which divides the rich and poor to stop the less well-off stealing from the wealthy. Huh. How's that work out for you, Peru? In political news, bear with me one moment, family. I'm closing out some screens because there's some audio interference going on. Next headline. In political news, watch out, Donald. Megyn Kelly is headed back into the fray as Fox previews its January Republican debate. Why not? Next headline. New Jersey police officers say Muslims did, in fact, celebrate 9/11, and eyewitnesses remember cheers of Allah Akbar. And you remember, Donald Trump's credibility has been called into question over comments he has made about Muslims celebrating on 9/11. And now a report from NewJersey.com suggests that an aspect of that story is true. Now, keep in mind, family, we have moderate Muslims and we have extreme fundamentalist Muslims, just like we have extreme fundamentalist Christians, right? So the moderate Muslims were not celebrating. It's probably a fashion of the extreme Muslims, okay? So let's educate ourselves about that. Looks as if, you know, Donald Trump's credibility was called into question and folks have come forward to validate his story, okay? All right? Next headline, a woman's place is in the White House. Hillary Clinton's cheeky message on a cushion given to Amanda de Cazenet. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Next headline. The Donald wins a battle with Michigan protesters by mocking them back as losers and weak when they call him an a-hole and a bigot. I have my own thoughts on those, but I'll reserve them. Family, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. We spoke on it the other day. I am going to disconnect this live broadcast as I'm picking up major interference. My name is Twan. I am the host, executive producer, Twan Talk. Be blessed, family. Love someone today. Be kind to someone today. Make sure you tune in via YouTube because we're going to continue on with the headline. I love you, love you, love you. Remember, peace is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. Please be sure to watch episode 18 of Twan Talk Headline YouTube video because we're going to continue on with the headline. I love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.